KO4RIM.
RIM in 4MRY.
Our guest.
She has returned, looking for you.
Back in a second.
In 4MRY, clear.
I am clear.
OVQ in 4TOM. Go ahead, N4TOM and 4OVQ. Go ahead, Tom.
Just checking on you, see if you're still alive. Made it through the day. How's your day been going?
Good. Just sitting here. I got back home about 11 o'clock today. Been sitting here watching the birds, though.
Roger. Yep. Well, you got the whole covey over now, I guess, from I sit around watching you, and you watch them, Roger?
That's about it. I'm sitting here watching. Finally got some, I guess you call it the goldfinch, a yellow to me, with a little bit of black on their wings, and I've been sitting here watching that. Okay.
I was over at Sam's today, and I looked at some more rechargeable batteries. I don't know whether they'd be any good or any better than what you got, Stacy. Ever ready batteries and chargers. There's four in the charger, you know. I don't have any idea your battery thing ought to be coming in pretty quick.
I think that thing comes in, I think, Monday. And then I order another battery for my FT60R. And I think it's going to be like Monday week or something. I think it came from across the waters or whatever. But anyway, at least I'll be able to run this one I'm on right now. If I have it in the car, I mean, I can just let it run, okay?
What you want right now, Stacy?
Yeah, you good? The FT1D.
Well, I sent you a link for another battery on it. I didn't know if you got that or not. I didn't even know where you looked at it. Just back to you.
Right now, Tony, KN4CH12.
Well, I am on a V77A as we speak right now. Good evening to you, Keith.
Sounds pretty good. Stacy, I tried to call you a few minutes ago, and you didn't answer me.
Yeah, and I was linked up on 3100, and I couldn't, when I went to this link, they kept talking, and I didn't realize until you know, as long as somebody's talking on that frequency, you're pretty much in the... Until you can get cleared out, you stuck with them, you know?
Yep, roger that. Yeah, I tried to call Stacy over here and trying to get to him on the HT on the way into the house. And we were both in and out because of my compromised position. So, yeah, I got here and tried to call him back. Didn't get an answer.
Hear you, Keith. I've been sitting here. I'm still sitting out here at the table. I didn't hear you other than when we went in and out a little while ago, and you said you'd call me later, but I didn't hear you. Sorry, brother.
Apparently, I had my UV380 out here and had been doing some work on it, but apparently I put it back in the bag, and so I come over there earlier, I look down here and those three radios, and well, that's all three of mine. And, so I threw the kerosene in the bag and brought it over.
Hey, it's not a big deal. I know I remember asking you, I said, keep that radio you got now. They got that longer stubby antenna than the one you brought me back. And you said, well, it's got one on it. And I said, well, I know that's got to be it because I was trying to figure out what I did with that antenna. But anyway, I don't know if you remember that. But it's not a big deal. I talked on the Anderson repeater a while ago on PRN, but, it's all good.
Roger, now this 380 here doesn't have a stubby antenna on it. It's got, I think it was the stock antenna that came with the 380, to kind of a little bit longer whip on it. It's still a rubber duck, but it's a little longer on it.
That's okay. Whatever's on it. I got to missing that antenna, and I want to know, is it on one of them? And you say, yeah. So, I mean, that's what I got. Matter of fact, I got it in my pocket because I changed the one off of that Carison, and I put one of them longer antennas on it just to see about hitting the Anderson repeater. So, matter of fact, I talked to a little guy a while ago. He was down in Columbia, so I guess it's all good. Over.
That one more thing I need to tell you, and then I'll turn it over to Tony. I found out yesterday, I said something to Jerry about it. The pro version of the open spot, you can also do cross mode to fusion, to D-Star with the DMR radio, I guess, because of the hardware encoding of it.
Okay, well, all that's good. You know, I told you I tried to get on there and order that pro version, and it was grayed out. It wouldn't let me do it, so I hadn't been back no more. But I sold that rack thing that I had today, like a 4U rack, you know, that you would put shelves in there and do your mobile out in the backyard or whatever. Anyway, I gave $108 for that thing, but anyway, I think I sold it today for $100. But I hope. I got to get it down out of my attic. I cannot. I didn't have no problem putting it up there, but I can't afford to try to get it back down by myself. Layla will be standing down there looking up at me at them steps, and it's going to fall on her. So, you know, but anyway, hopefully I'll get that thing on out of here, over.
Heard y'all talking about that earlier. That was when we were headed out on our little venture. Anyway, we're running short on time before the net here, so I'll turn it back to Tony. Tony, you at work? Or no, you don't work tonight, do you?
4CHY and 4TOM with N40VQ. No, I don't go back in until tomorrow night. I'm, thank goodness I was, well, actually, I've been off Thursday, Friday, and tonight. I had 3 nights off this week. Well, let me ask you this before the net comes up. How was the trip down to the bayou?
Get down there before it was 90 plus degrees in South Louisiana. So I got there and it we didn't have a drop of rain, sunny skies, and it was like low 80s the whole time. So it went real good. Didn't hit any rough weather until on my way back between Biloxi and Gulfport. It was coming down in buckets. I ended up having to pull off the side of the interstate. But other than that little incident, it went really good. Over.
Well, you had a good trip. Enjoyed yourself and so forth. Well, see, you was back when we had the storms here. Before we've had some rain this week now. And not that we didn't need it, but we certainly need it and a little more to go with it. Not quite torrential like it was, but let me get off here because it'll be starting to net here directly. Stacy and Keith, y'all have a good one. I'll chat with you a little bit. I might catch you on. I've been hanging out on 3100, man. I talk to people that were all over the everywhere. You know, I really enjoyed that thing. But catch y'all a little bit, JC4CHY, N4OVQ. This is N4TOM.
Tony, I'll talk to you later on. You can call me or whatever. And I was going to ask you too, Keith, did y'all see anything on the lot over there that interests you in 4OVQ?
So this outing went a lot better than our last one did. We had two that were really interested in on the last trip, and there was disqualifications on both of them, so we blew those off, and we had three that we looked at over there today, and not exactly what we want, but we had three good available options. I guess the main thing they had going for them, they've been cheaper than what we've been looking at, but I'm still kind of leaning towards that one. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll probably hit a few more lots before we make a decision on it. Anyway, I'll clear out of here, get ready for the net. N4OVQ, N4CHY, I'll be clear after y'all final one, standing by for net.
Keith, KM4CHY and N4TOM. Oh, Tom over there. I'll catch y'all later. So N4OVQ, I'll be clear.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Your net control line is KG4QZ. My name is Nathan, and my location is Greenville. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, the standard call nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Mr. Peters is located atop Cedar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. Mr. Peters is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on frequency are invited to check in. Is there any more traffic for the net, please? Call KJ4RQZ and Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net, please? Call KJ4RQZ and Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta. Please call KJ4RQZ and Blue Ridge 2 Internet.
KJ4RQZ.
What? Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KM4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
KJ4RQZ. Good evening, Nathan. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Nathan, please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
KJ4RQZ. Nathan, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter via telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. I'm in Piedmont. Michelle's in Piedmont. However, Lorena's in the hospital in Greenville. In and out tonight.
Check in Whiskey Alpha 4, Charlie November Lima, WA4CNL. My name is Lee, and I'm mobile.
Check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. And I hope Lorena gets well soon.
All right, that was a good group. And I do hope Lorena starts feeling better soon. Net control light recognized, W4DJW, KN4BBHY, N4DJC, KK4DMW, KK4ONO, KM4MOQ, WA4CNL, KM4BLH. Are there any other check-ins? Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Call KJ4RQZ.
4RQZ. Check-in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KM4CHY, Keys and Seneca, negative and negative.
Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2 BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative.
Enter the net control button to recognize KN4CHY and KB2 BYQ. Are there any Echolink stations? Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Call KJ4RQZ. Frank, are there any chickens that go through our tail for the Blue Ridge Team Internet? Call KJ4 QZ. Are there any chickens that go through hotel for the Blue Ridge Team Internet? Call KJ4 RQZ.
RQZ. Nathan, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Sulu November, KC4 EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
All right, Negatron Light recognized, KC4 EZN. Are there any other check-ins at the hotel for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet? Call KJ4 or QZ.
In Kilo, November 4, Papa, KN4, HTP. This is Wendy in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB. He'll be negative and negative also. Good to hear you on the net.
All right, Negatron Light recognized, KN4HTP and W2MJB. Are there any Echolink stations? Echolink stations only for the Virginia Internet. Call KJ4RQZ.
KJ4RQZ, good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm in Poser tonight. 7:30 you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight and also be real short time.
All right, make control that recognize KO4NNH. Thank you for checking in. All right, can I have the net please stand by for 1 second? Thank you. All right, I have any chickens. India through Lima for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Call KJ4RQZ.
Hey. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73 for each one of you.
I hope I'm getting into the repeater. Sir, please check in. Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray. That's KI4, KCX. My name is Jerry. My location is Craig Court, South Carolina. Just check me in and out tonight. Hope everybody's doing good. 73.
FUZ. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. Zed in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net. Nathan, hope you and the family are doing good. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
RQZ. Hope that youngster of yours is doing well, and all of us are praying for Lorena. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
In Kilo 3, Juliet Tango Delta, K3JTD. This is Jim in Buffalo, South Carolina. No traffic. No comments. 73 all.
All right. Net control out to recognize. K4JFO. KI4KCX. W4IOE. KK4JBQ. KC4MSK. Yes, sir. He is. He's doing good. He's an 18-4 right now. You're getting bigger and bigger every day. K3JTD. Are there any other check-ins? Echo through hotel for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Call KJ4RQZ.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
Net control light to recognize KO4HKX. Are there any check-ins India through Lima for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call KJ4RQZ. Are there any echo link stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call KJ4RQZ. All right, Net Control, let me check in my early check-in. W4FCM, N4IEI, KO4RYP, KI4LZI, N4WHM, K4XMR, K4OSH, KO4ZEW, KA5WLL, K4ROW, W2AMD, W4CTW, KO4RUR, KJ4UHF, KO4RAX, KG4WNP, KICJW, KX4YM, KA2AXQ. Now, are there any other check-ins? India through Lima for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call KJ4RQZ. All right. Are there any check-ins? Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call KJ4RQZ. For any EchoLink stations, EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call KJ4RQZ. Net Control Lab recognize by text relay on the EchoLink app, KI4DOS and K3JOI. I hope you all are having a good night. Are there any other check-ins? Are there any other check-ins? Mike to reply for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call KJ4RQZ.
Control, please recognize November 4, Tango, Oscar Mike, N4TOM. Name is Tony of Belton, South Carolina. No traffic, no table.
All right. Net Control, I'd recognize N4TOM. Are there any check-ins? Go back through Tango for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call KJ4RQZ.
K4RQZ and Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec Lima Golf Crest and Liberty Man.
Then control out to recognize KO4QLG. Are there any other check-ins? Go back through Tango for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call KJ4RQZ. All right. Are there any check-ins? Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Call KJ4RQZ.
Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Kilo Tango. KO4YKT. Mark and Inman. Be negative and negative.
Negative. Light recognize KO4YKT. Are there any other check-ins? Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call KJ4RQZ. All right, are there any other chickens? Are there any chickens? Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call KJ4RQZ.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot, that's W4CWS. Name's Colin, I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
W4 Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's, negative and negative, over. All right, negative light recognized, W4CWF and W4FHJ. Are there any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call KJ4RQZ. All right, make control out to recognize KK4TRQ. Any other check-ins after the reserve for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call KJ4RQZ. This is KJ4RQZ, now securing the former portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG-Q portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG-Qs. And I don't believe I have anybody up to RAG-Q with, so is there any check-ins off of 3 Zulu for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call KJ4RQZ. Just in case I didn't recognize this last chicken, Nate Control had to recognize KK4TRQ. Are there any other check-ins, Alpha 3 Zulu, for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet? Call KJ4RQZ. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KJ4RQZ and the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. All right, one last go-around. Any other check-ins, Alpha 3 Zulu, for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet? Call KJ4RQZ. All right, it looks like it didn't announce my... how many check-ins I got, but just for you so y'all can know. It's my 83rd time calling the net, and it's June 4th, 2022. Check-ins are 51. No traffic, or one piece of traffic. This is KJ4RQZ, now securing the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Thanks for checking in. We'll now return our computer back to normal amateur use, 73s, and as always, good night.
Four DJC.
Even Jerry.
Did you talk to Stacy a little bit this afternoon? But did you get the radio, the radio, the DMR radio fixed up?
I did, and it seemed like it was just one. It was the disconnect he was having problems with. I've gotten code plugs, seen them scrambled before where it's got the wrong contact on the channel. And so that's kind of what I was expecting to see. And for some reason, it was just the one disconnect channel that was messed up. So I straightened that out. And he said whenever it powered on, it would start off on like the Greenville PRN repeater. Found where I could change that, but that was the only thing wrong with that radio.
You got it straightened out. I just don't know anything about DMR. It looks, I guess you just got to start tinkering with the programming on them, and the more you tinker with, the more you learn, I guess. Because I was looking at that open spot 4 and 4 Pro today. Actually, we spoke yesterday about it. And, hey, was that 4 Pro? That does a lot of stuff. I know it's got APRS functions too, but I'm not sure how it handles that. Over.
I'm not sure if it does pass through from the radio or if it's spitting out its own. I kind of glazed over it in the manual, and it had a. Like the APRS connector, you can set it to run in background, so it kind of leads me to believe that it's just beacon out whatever location you set, but not real clear on that yet. I guess we'll find out here in a couple of weeks. I'm kind of excited to get it after having this original one for so long. And then, yeah, I took that Kirsten over to Stacy's this afternoon. We were going to look at the campers over that way. And I threw everything in the bag. And he says, what about that other MP380? I'm like, well, I thought I'd give you that back. When I left, I looked up here and seen three radios and thought they were all three mine. And come to find out, I had put my UB380 back in the bag. And so the other 380 lay in here was indeed his. Over.
Yeah, okay. You got too many radios, I guess. I don't have that trouble, Keith. I did it one time, but I've divested myself of most of them. But I'd be curious about if it just beacons out position. That's interesting. Though. I don't know. I didn't know that the 3 did that. About 3 did that. The 4. I don't know if the 4. I know the 4 posts. I know it did, but I'm not sure it's the open spot 4 does or not, but I'm probably going to wind up getting one of them digging things, I guess. It makes sense for me since if I go over to the kids' place over in Greenville, that way at least I've got something I could use without having to get into the local repeater. I can always get on D-Star or even DMR, from what I understand, on the 4, even with a D-Star radio. Over.
That's right. that's really the thing I like about having a hot spot is, you know, like here at the house, I could easily, I've got a DMR mobile radio that I could easily hit the repeaters, but, you know, with the hot spot, you don't tie up a repeater, and plus you can get to any talk group you want, so that's the big bonus, too. Yeah, we'll have to get together one of these days, and I'll have to show you this conglomeration that I have on this original open spot. I've got a one of the Anchor 20,000 mAh batteries, and have the open spot and a little travel router double stick tape to it. And I've been running this thing like this ever since I got it, about 4 years or so. And so yeah, that's what I do is when I'm traveling, I just throw that in a little radio bag and have the little diamond antenna, little super flexi antenna sticking out the top of the bag and get it connected up to cellular hotspot and away I go, over.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know. I was wondering about the antenna situation. I know that, you know, my daughter's got, she's got high-speed fiber internet at her place, and she gets about 500 or 600 down, and you know, I'm supposed to just hook up to a regular Wi-Fi spot like that just as easily. It'd be just handy to have. I could keep them, you know, just keep the boredom down over there when we're staying over there a good bit of time. It'd be interesting to have one there locally where, I mean, just close by without having to, you know, carrying the thing over there and getting the power supply and, you know, the Zoom spots aren't. I mean, they're portable enough, but they're not gonna be powered by the power supply. You gotta, you know, power it back up, and it takes, you know, 6 or 7 minutes for it to power back up, and you know, it seems like it'd be a better solution for travel than, you know, at least in my case, even up here at Water Scrubs. I mean, it sounds like it'd be perfect for somebody's going there traveling mobile in a car. I know a lot of guys on D-Star that are running open spot threes over D-Star, you know, pushing a lot of these truckers. Over.
KC, K4CHY, yeah, and that's the Wi-Fi thing is what I do with mine. Get down to the farm and usually... Yeah, sometimes my brother's Wi-Fi there has issues. They've got pretty good internet service through, I think it's Windstream or somebody like that. But yeah, sometimes I have trouble connecting to his router because we'll be in the old farmhouse and he's over there with it on the other end of his trailer, so a lot of walls between us. But I'll either do that or connect it to my cellular hotspot. Like I said the other day, yesterday I think it was, that it doesn't burn that much data at all. But, in fact, when I was at Baton Rouge, I left the cellular hotspot on and just plugged into a charger the whole time I was there. So it was connected the whole time. And the open spot was up on the 9th floor, so I could get... at least 2 or 3 city blocks away from it and still get good coverage with it over
there. Get. Hey, Keith. But yeah, I do the same thing with my hotspot in the tool truck on my cell service. I'll do the exact same thing throughout the day.
So, what you use on the tool truck there, you got DMR running too?
But most of the time I have my Anytone 878 with me and my SkyBridge from Bridgecom.
Got the, Tony got one of those SkyBridges up. Helped get it to one far and those are pretty nice too. What talk group do you usually hang out on?
Monitor the, 3100 USA or North Carolina. Is the two that I monitor most of the time. I was going to ask you the same thing.
3100, you dropped out on the second talk group, but yeah, same way here. 3100, kind of listen through the day, and I've got ST Upstate in a static and have that in RX group, so I can usually catch those about any time unless somebody transmits on 3100.
Get me is I haven't figured out the difference between static and dynamic. I just haven't been able to get my mind around it yet.
Actually, that requires you to, the difference between static and dynamic is static will be there all the time. In dynamic, you have to key it up to activate it, and typically you disconnect to deactivate it. So that way, if it gets busy or you want to go somewhere else, you can do a disconnect, and that talk loop won't come through any longer. For static, to set one of them, you log into your Brandmeister account, go to self-care, I think it is, and there's a place where you can add static talk loop. So like I said, I've got 31457 SD Upstate as static. And then I put that in my RX group on the radio, along with, you know, Talk Group 9 for the open spot. I don't know if Skybridge does any voice stuff back to you or not, but on the open spot you use Talk Group 9, and that's how the open spot talks back to you. Basically with those two in a RX group, I can... Anytime anybody comes into Upstate, which is normally pretty quiet, we're getting a little busier nowadays, but normally pretty quiet, so that's why I have it set as static over here.
Got the dynamic is the one you got to disconnect from in static, but I haven't figured out how to set one of them yet as static. When I want off of one, I just hit the disconnect group and get off.
Did you have put statics in your Brandmeister account? And then it'll be available all the time. And you don't want to do that on a busy group. That's why I've got just Upstate static. And everything else I do not dynamically also. Go ahead, Jerry. In 4DJC, K4DHY.
And I'm just listening here and trying to get some info. Soaking it up. I didn't have all of them. There's a lot of variables, and I'm just picking things out here and hearing that you guys carry on. I'll be here standing by.
See this. It was easier for me to figure out DMR than it was D-Star.
What about that? Now, if I can figure out D-Star, the thing about D-Star is that. I had a guy here in town that could help me out, and I'd also had D-Star on a Kenwood D-74 for a couple of years. I learned more about D-Star through Don Arnold, WCGPS, I think, his videos on the D-74, and I did anything on any of the ICOM stuff. Go ahead, Keith.
About to have to go down that D-Star road too and figure that out. That'll be all new territory to me. But I think I've made the offer to Patrick before too. But Jerry, if you ever want to do anything on one of them, I'd definitely get you up running on it.
Up on that one of these days when I make the decision about whether I'm gonna get another, whether I'm gonna get a open spot or not, and. Patrick, you and I were talking about those D-Star repeaters up in here. I don't know whether those things are active or not. I think I hit one of them about a year or so ago, but I was kind of close up there. And I want to say it was the one in Hendersonville or Tryon. I'm not sure which one it might have been. It's one of those two. But you don't operate through a hotspot. I mean, do you have hotspot capabilities to work D-Star through a hotspot, Patrick, or not?
Bridge is capable of it if I go in and turn it on.
Anyways, the repeater thing is a little easier. Once you get it set up, though, it's simple. Once you set it up on a couple of radios, it gets real simple. All these menu systems, all these radios they're all different. You know, Yaesu and ICOM and Kenwood, none of them are the same. And if you got a couple of ICOM radios, once you figure out one, you can figure out any of them, basically. That's the way it is for that. I always thought the Yazoos were the most difficult to set up on Fusion and all the other stuff, too. They seem like their menus were a lot deeper, but yeah, I think they're all the same. They're all complicated.
Okay, I was leaving room for Keith there. I didn't know if he was jumping in. But I've got two D-Star capable radios, and then I've got a Fusion capable radio that I'm talking to you on now, my 991A, and then I've got my Anytone. So I can do all three of them, or the capability to do all three. I don't know how to, and I don't know anybody else that's close by that can help me with it.
D-Star sometime, if I can get out long enough to do it. It's not that difficult. A Fusion, I found a Fusion difficult just because you gotta have another piece of equipment. I can't remember what it is now. Keith probably knows this. There's another piece of equipment where you have to hook up to your PC in order to get the radio to work into some of these wire exit rooms and all that stuff. It's a little more complicated to me than the D-Star, and based on what I've heard about DMR and what I've seen so far, once you get DMR set up, you don't have to have any additional equipment other than a hotspot if you want one. But Fusion is a little more complex, I think, but my limited experience was that I just ran it through a hotspot and it just didn't, I could only get limited groups with, I can't remember what they call them that, anyway, rooms or whatever it was. Go ahead, Keith.
For CH-Wagon group, I've seen the equipment that you're talking about. I can't think of what it is either. I've been on, Chinese radios since I've been into this stuff. Kenwood is the first name brand, really. The Kinect system, that mobile DMR I've got, it's still a Chinese radio. It's kind of a semi-Motorola knockoff. This one I'm talking on now is the first real radio I've had. I'm kind of looking forward to that. That open spot four, and especially since I'd already pre-ordered it and found out after the fact that it would now do D-Star cross move from DMR. So I'm looking forward to playing around with that when it gets here. And I want to tell you too, Jerry, on the APRS thing, even my open spot one, my UV380 has GPS and it's capable of sending out APRS, and I have successfully, mapped a trail on a trip with it, going back and forth to the farm. So it does do the pass through APRS, and I'm kind of thinking the new one will do something like that too.
That sounds probably right. I mean, that sounds like that makes sense to me. Because I don't see how you'd have the capability to send and receive messages and that sort of thing with it. But Patrick, which two? Patrick, you got a 7100 and a 5100, is that right?
Correct.
Something we get one of them rigged up, the other one would be simple. It's a little different than the 705 and the 52 is, but there's not a lot of difference in them. Once you get the settings the same in them, they're pretty much done. But I don't know about cross mode, and I don't have my hotspot won't cross mode. I just got to go D-Star to D-Star, or Fusion to Fusion, or DMR to DMR, or NXDN or P25, that sort of stuff. It's got all the modes in it, but I can only do one. I can't cross mode from a D-Star to a DMR on this hotspot that I have. To me, D-Star is very similar to, it's just, to me, it's a little simpler. It's not quite as busy. I don't think DMR is based on, I've got a DMR scanner down here, and I can pick up DMR, motor turbo DMR on my unit of scanner down here, based on what I'm hearing locally, it's a lot busier than D-Star is most of the time.
My ID-5100 set up. My problem is where you have to link to and unlink, and you've got to do a CQ, or do you want to stay on that repeater? I don't have anybody that has showed me how all that works, or I can't find any clear information on it.
CQ through a repeater, and we just did a CQ through a repeater, and then it depends on if the repeater's got internet, it's internet cable, and you can, what you do is you'll choose your reflector and just link to the reflector. You can do that either via the radio, but a lot of times the hotspot, well, if you don't have the hotspot would normally do that. But you can link to a reflector, and then once you get it on, you just say use reflector, and then if you want to unlink, you just hit the unlink, you just switch it to unlink, and key it up, and it'll unlink it. Then you can change to another reflector. That probably sounds more confusing than it is, I guess, but. Once you link to a reflector like 30 Charlie, you link it up, and then a reflector will come up, and then you just hit the use reflector, and you don't have to. You want to unlink it, and when you unlink it, you change where it has like the two. You just set the two to unlink reflector, and it'll unlink it then, and it'll say, link 30 Charlie or unlink 30 Charlie. And voice ID that way.
I'll have to do some digging on it and see if I can figure it out. And I don't remember if I ID or not, so it's KO4HKX. And just so you know, I was doing some digging around on Brandmeister a couple weeks ago, and I found a couple of talk groups that done DMR, D-Star, and Fusion all on one talk group.
I've seen a few of those. I haven't really frequented a lot of them. I've got Fusion set up on my OpenSpot. I've got a profile on the OpenSpot before I go over to Fusion. But I got it set up, and I really don't use it a lot. But I am looking forward to the D-Star stuff. I think that's about the only of the digital modes I hadn't played around with yet. Patrick, you've got three radios that I'd like to have. I originally looked at the 7100 as my first radio and went another direction for some reason. Looked at the 991A when I bought the 7300 and didn't have an Anytone up until here in the last couple of 3 weeks. So that's the three radios you got on that side. And the D710 also, Robert.
I bought the D710 and the 7100 at the same time from the state that you did. And then the 991A, when I bought it, I was looking at the 7300 or it. And I decided I wanted my shack to be able to do everything in one radio, so I went with the 991A. And I've enjoyed it, but I'm not using it anywhere to its capabilities yet.
Stacy has or had a TS-430, and I was actually doing FT-8 through it. And got to where I wanted something that I could just plug the radio straight into the computer. Ended up going for the 7300. But I'm like you on the kind of all band, all mode type thing. That 991A is very attractive for that. And I was telling Jerry the other day, yesterday I believe, that 705 too with it having 440 and 2 meter in it, along with the HF bands, is really intriguing in a small package.
Video on that, the 705, I've looked into it, but I just can't justified it with everything I have already, because I have a 706 Mark II G also, and I'm going to use that for like my mobile rig, like when I'm doing field days and stuff like that, and I've got the signal link to go with it to get it set up to do FT8. So that's what I'm working on now.
So you had a 706, so there's another one that you got. So I like, go ahead, Jerry, K4CHY.
That 706 is a really good radio. I liked it. I looked at one of those a number of years ago. They just never bit the bullet on it. But I like the 705. It's just limited capability because of its power. But I like the concepts of the radio, just all band, all mode. And also, when I bought that 74 several years ago, I kind of got hooked into that D-Star system on that Kenwood. And as I said, I ran into people I knew, and the nice thing is, being able to direct call them if you wanted to, so it was interesting to me in that manner, and also that it had one radio, it had it all, plus a D-Star. The only thing it doesn't have, that I wish it had, would have been some type of APR, a real APRS function. And of course, if it were full duplex on 2 and 440, be a much better satellite radio. But it still works fine. It's half duplex, still works fine there. But it's just very limited with 10 watts maximum. But it is handy. I mean, you can on those couple of bands, you can move it around pretty easy. And the battery lasts a long time. And when I hook it up to that little 4.5 amp bio inner, it lasts just about all week before I need to recharge that battery, because it's only feeding it. I only have it set up at 5 watts out, most of the time. But I like it. I got accustomed to the menu system, tell you what, 7100 and a 5100 and a 710 and all the other stuff. I mean, you got the gamut covered very well, Patrick.
Yeah, I kind of got addicted when I got into the hobby. The only thing I wish I had now was an APRS enabled HT. That's the one thing. I like the ID52, but the fact that it doesn't do APRS, just, I don't know, I want that ability.
Do you not have the UV2 plus any tone?
And I know it broadcasts APRS, but it doesn't receive, or it receives and doesn't broadcast one of them. I don't have the two, I have the one.
Gotcha, yeah, because the UV2 does do both send and receive, and I was going to tell Jerry that too on the UV380 that I've got with GPS. It does send only also, so it doesn't receive, but the Anytone UV2 that I just recently got did well do receive. I've got it set to like -9 because it will receive. Of course, while I'm out, I can't hardly get anything. I'm just an HD antenna. Talking to safety today, and he's got a 5/8 wave mag mount on his trunk that he's been hooking that gate to, and he said it gets out all over the place.
I got it. But then when Stacy was talking about hitting all those eye gates, I said, man, I've never heard of a handheld working that well, hitting them that far away. That thing's just amazing. But it's got all to do with position and the antenna, I guess. But I never was that successful either, Keith, on my D-74. I mean, you could track me some places, but I didn't have an outside antenna, and it just didn't. You kind of wasting your time with them on that, because you just generally won't get close enough to one. But, the APRS stuff is, I really got it. I got into it, and I enjoyed it for a long time, and I still like to have some, but I just didn't use it enough, and I don't travel enough anymore for it to be a whole lot of use to me other than for the satellite stuff. And now there's only just ISS, the only thing that's up there right now that it utilizes APRS for through the repeater, but you know, it hadn't been on in months, so it's just one of those things that's neat to have. But like Patrick says, that I don't, I mean, the 52, yeah, I mean, it's just not, if you want APRS, it ain't going to do it for you. And the only thing it's going to do is a 74, or if Kim whatever does come out with another radio, you know, something to that, or 72, actually 72 works great too.